believe that you were born to do something amazing. I believe you have an incredible gift to share and that there are people waiting for you right now.
What is your what? What is chosen you? What is your what in all the things that you do?
Alrighty, welcome to What Is Your What Wednesday here on Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulster hanging out with Mary Goulet. Hello, Mary Goulet.
Hello.
Richie Ote, what's up, man?
Hello.
Why wait? I'm going down to the studio and Kelly's controlling it back home. All right, so let's do this here on What Is Your What Wednesday. We talk a lot about the tips and tools and strategies and shortcuts found in my New York Times bestselling book, What Is Your What? Discover the One Amazing Thing You Were Born to Do. And you can grab a free copy of that at whatisyourwhat.com. I'm waiting for the response here. Anybody? Nothing? What have I been saying for months and months and months? Whatisyourwhat.com.
/free?
Not anymore. Now you can just go to whatisyourwhat.com.
Oh.
Yeah, see?
What are they going to do there?
Just get their free book.
Nice.
So, yeah, we've stepped into the golden age of the internet. Whatisyourwhat.com. So there you go. So we actually redesigned that page there.
So it doesn't mean that they have to pay now?
They do not have to pay now. They can get a free copy of the book at whatisyourwhat.com. So there you go.
Cool.
Yeah, very, very cool. All right. So, man, so much to talk about. But I wanted to start with a quote, as you know I like to do, because I think it opens the dialogue. It opens the discussion. It gives us an insight to how others are thinking about lives and things that they put forth for us to ponder. And so you're familiar with Les Brown, yeah?
Yes. Is he still around?
He is still around.
Okay.
If you want guy, bad enough to go out and fight for it, go on.
Oh, yeah. That guy is still around. And interestingly enough, he has kind of been dancing in the internet marketing world and doing some things around there as well. Because after all, that's where the eyeballs and the eardrums are. Online, yep. On this thing called the internet. So even Les said, I'm going to try this thing.
Well,
so
there you have it. Just shows you have to keep reinventing yourself.
You have to keep the reinvention of Les Brown. So one of his quotes that I love, that I really thought might spark a little bit of conversation here, and I'd love to get your insight on it. And I think it's a little bit timely for those who didn't listen to the sound off earlier this week. Unfortunately, Mary's mama passed.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're sorry, Mary, and we love you, Mary.
Thank you.
But it's, I think it's a little apropos here to read this quote and just kind of see how you're thinking about this now, even this week versus last, because I know, Mary, you've been really thinking a lot about where you're headed with things and what to focus on and so on. But one of the things that Les said I really, really love this quote. He said a lot of really cool things over the years, but this is one of my favorite quotes from him. And he said, you know, most people fail in life not because they aim too high and miss, but because they aim too low and hit. Most people fail in life not because they aim too high and miss, but because they aim too low and hit. And I just wanted to get your take on what that means to you and how folks might think about applying that to their lives, and if there's any insight that really just kind of jumps off the page for you as you think about that. So, any thoughts on that, Mary Goulet?
Somebody else said something to that effect as a quote: "If you reach all your dreams, you're not aiming high enough."
Hmm.
I think that people can be a little bit complacent and in a routine, and as you mentioned about my mom passing away last week when she went into hospice, it was just so not a conscious thought, oh, I want to change my life. It was like an overwhelming wow.
Really?
Yeah.
That strong.
Yeah, and it still is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm absolutely wanting and I'm going to talk about this in my Soulful Sunday episode. I want my best years in front of me, not behind me.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had some really good years, and I've mentioned that to you before.
Yeah, for sure.
I absolutely want to shoot higher and achieve a lot of cool things because I'm smarter now. I've already done the same things I still want to do more of.
Yeah. Yeah. So how do you think, and then Richie, I'll turn to you for your take on it, but how do you think you will now look at aiming higher, if you will? What does that look like for you?
Well, making a list of the things that I would like to accomplish and stop putting them way out in the future until some other time, mm-hmm. and start doing something toward them today.
So is that bucket listy, like experiences you want to have, or are we talking more like...
Things I want to do, potential that I want to tap.
So what would be an example of that?
Well, it's all tied into my radio show, mm-hmm. getting out there, getting away from what if people won't like my content, mm-hmm. because there's going to be a certain group of people that will love my content, mm-hmm. and doing it today, not, you know, in the summer or when the kids are out of school or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's really just, I think all of us have stuff that, oh, I wonder if I could write a better book or write one in the first place, or, mm-hmm. Establish myself on some kind of streaming media. Mm-hmm. Those things I've been holding off on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't want to hold off on them anymore.
Okay. So, Richie, what does the quote mean to you when you hear it? And does this apply to your life? Does it apply to people that you can think about? And how might you think about that quote in the context of your life moving forward?
Yeah, it's interesting. I love Les too. Super cool guy. But if you asked me any other week than after a cruise, uh-huh. I probably would have said a different answer. It's interesting. I always reflect a little different after those because there's so many different types of people that you're with for so many days.
Yeah.
And you're kind of alone at sea, even though you're with a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. It's just such an interesting experience. But
do you think it because it kind of like shakes your brain around a little bit, the bad?
I mean, literally and figuratively, right? Yeah. A little bit.
Right?
Like you're alone, but yet you're so compact with so many people.
Mm-hmm.
But where I was going with it is, you know, if I'm in my entrepreneurial state of mind and I want to accomplish and, you know, very American, go, 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 go.
Yeah.
Then I totally get it and I totally agree. But you get on a cruise and you sit down, and you talk to some old people, they're into the life. One guy's like went to Vietnam, said that was a big waste of time. That wasn't about freedom. That wasn't about, you know, and he's telling me all these stories and he's going around bucket listing the things that get teary. I just think about it, but that that him and his wife wanted to do.
Mm.
And he's doing it.
By himself.
Yeah.
Oh, she's not there.
No.
Hmm.
Wow.
And then you start thinking about that quote totally different.
Yeah.
And you think, quit wasting your time trying to get more, you know?
Hmm. I get that, man. That's, I think, part of what got me so much. Like, stop stressing about, you know, maybe money or another deal getting done. There's other soft factors that we need to pay attention to and spending time with loved ones.
It's experiences. And your wife probably, if she had a chance to talk to the people prior, which obviously she doesn't, but you know, some of the family members probably, if there was such a entity, I don't know if there's even someone that does this, but I know they did some studies with the hospice and those people and no one's regretting, you know,
making more money.
No one says, I wish I'd have spent more time at the office, or I wish I'd have tried to open another business, or, you know, maybe I wish I believed in myself more and would have tried that business or something, but not, I never hear any study that comes back saying, I wish I'd accumulated more money.
Mm-hmm. Well, to that point, when I say I want to tap into my potential, because I want to leave it all on the field, what I came here for with the talents and getting that confidence, I got to give it to myself.
Yeah.
To be able to do that. And if the money comes, awesome.
So from a practical perspective, experiences often cannot be had because life and reality gets in the way, right? In terms of the practical side of the equation, like an experience costs money, right? To go on a cruise.
Yeah, like, but most of those you set up. It's like you're chasing stuff. Like you buy the house that's bigger than you really want because you think you wanted the big house, and then you realize it's the maintenance that's taken most of the time. So now you got to go to work longer. Like we met one lady that she's on her dying bed, and she just said instead of staying at home and getting care, she's just cruising around the world. She's got doctors there. She meets people around the world all the time. Like she's living it cheaper than she could in a.
Just sitting in a room somewhere.
In a room and paying someone to sit in a room and get no experiences. Mm. She's getting experience 24/7 cheaper, right? So it's all paradigm that you're starting to look with the question.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So from a practicality standpoint, in terms of an action that someone can take to get to that bucket list, get to some of those things that may provide more fulfillment, Mary, you got any final thoughts on how someone might do that? In terms of taking action?
I mean, one, I would make a list. And then I'd set it aside. And then look at it again. Because some will pop off the page. And then it's the simple, open up a website and research it.
Yeah.
Just something. I think we just get too... Yeah, we get too complacent.
And I'd say either do something you love or something that scares you every day.
Yeah. All right, my friends. Well, really appreciate you joining us here on What Is Your What Wednesday. Big hugs, big love to you, Rachir, to you, Mary. And we'll talk to you guys next time here on What Is Your What Wednesday. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.